This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Hiplin. A federal court hearing today got underway with a federal judge considering the legality of Arkansas's aggressive plan to execute seven men later this month. This case is before Judge Christine Baker. Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck with Arkansas Public Media joins me now. You were in the courtroom. Thanks for talking with me now.
Hey, Michael.
So first, what happened today?
Well, today the inmates for the attorneys introduced a couple of witnesses, and the state lawyers gave opening statements in their argument against this case.
And some of this might be somewhat graphic, but what did we hear? Who were some of the witnesses?
Well, Dr. Joel Zippit from Emory University in Georgia. He's an anesthesiologist, and he testified for the inmates. He talked about midazolam and what it's used for and what it may or may not do in an execution based on his experience. And basically, he said that midazolam is a sedative that's used to block patients' memories of a painful experience but does not actually block pain. And the other chemicals in the mixture, he said, are known to be painful, vicuronium bromide and potassium chloride. And vicuronium bromide actually paralyzes all the skeletal muscles in the body, including the ability to breathe. And so it feels like death by suffocation. It is death by suffocation. He also talked about the issue of having medical staff inserting IVs into inmates to give them quantities of execution drugs, including midazolam, that are much higher than a clinical dose. And one concern he expressed was that most medical professionals are not trained to insert IVs in an execution scenario. So usually, if they are trained, it would be for somebody who's compliant and is consensual in the procedure. So that's one potential complication. But also, if they can't get the IV inserted correctly, they might have to go to what he called a main line, which would be in the throat or the chest. And there's a great risk there of hitting something unintentional. It was quite graphic and difficult to listen to.
And worth noting, this is a separate case from what was considered in federal court last week.
It's a case targeted to the Eighth Amendment that prevents cruel and unusual punishment under the U.S. Constitution. And it's largely about the use of the drug cocktail and also the speed of the executions. Lee Udofsky, attorney for the state solicitor general, gave opening arguments and said that basically there's no legal basis for this argument. The case should be dismissed, and that other courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, had ruled about the constitutionality of the three-drug mixture, and that there's no new basis for this complaint, basically.
And Judge Christine Baker, did she give any indication about what we can expect this week?
She said it's going to be a long week. There'll be 12-hour hearings every day through Thursday.
And worth noting, this is coming now 1 week before the first of the scheduled executions over a week and a half period. That's Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck, who is in for the first day of this federal court hearing concerning Arkansas's executions. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
This is 89.1 KUAR.